What you sipping on?
Ooh, which one? The cute one or the fat one?
What?
Hey, we're both cute. Okay.
I'm sipping on that LeBayette's.
I'll add some natty seltzers.
This is dank and hazy.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's a crazy looking. it's a crazy looking can.
Yeah, it's by Motor City Brewing Works.
Did I get rid of it? Fuck.
Look at this guy with his blue light blockers.
Suck my dick.
I was playing this before you got in, but.
Yeah, he's trying to demonetize us.
Oh, shit. My bad. I'll leave it. I'll leave it be.
We're not as ballsy as you are on your podcast.
Well, we don't shoot for the money. We're not.
This is the only reason we're in this.
Oh yeah,
capitalists, dude.
I literally am trying to get money. But dude, yeah, your podcast. I've listened to all your podcasts. But dude, you guys just don't give a fuck. You guys just talk about this, the most heinous shit.
Yeah, really dumb. I'm trying to get away from that, but.
You shouldn't change it at all. It's dope because there's a lot of people that I know that like will start podcasts or don't want to be on podcasts because like, oh, I don't know, I don't really want to say anything dumb. I'm always which I get, I understand, but
there's a lot of people. Here's the thing. I mean, it depends on what industry you're in.
True.
I mean, what are you doing that you're gonna get? You know, I do everything. We don't give a damn.
So I went to the store the other day, right, and this lady in front of me, She had a big old bag of Purina, little dog food under the cart, right? And on the cart or on the bag of food, it said steak and vegetable flavor. Now, how do we know that that's actually tastes like steak? Like, do the people that work there eat the dog food? The dogs go, oh shit, steak, thanks. Like, they can't talk to us. So how do we know that they even know what it tastes like?
It's beef product. I don't think it's genuine steak. Like, I don't think it's a slab, a nice cut of, you know.
Right. Well, this bag said like T-bone steak and fresh vegetable flavored.
You didn't put that part. You didn't tell us that part.
Yeah, you didn't tell us the specific.
I did. Yeah. So it was steak T-bone and vegetable.
T-bone was never stated.
Steak and vegetable flavor.
First off, who mixes their vegetables with their beef? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who eats vegetables? Honestly.
I'm a fat guy. Take it from me. I know.
And I don't know, man.
They're probably eating it at the factory.
Yeah. So are the people working at Purina eating it and they're like, yep, this tastes like steak.
Their lunch break probably. Is a test.
It's a scrap.
I mean, a lot of people do eat dog food. You know, you always have that friend where if there's dog food around, they're like, hey, try some with me.
You guys ever remember that candy that looked like dog food?
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Dude, I'm jealous of your soundboard.
I don't think I'm allowed to use those in here. Will you get in trouble for stuff like that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more like music.
Oh, okay.
And visual stuff. Like, we got demonetized one time because I like had like some like full screen of like someone's Instagram page.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Damn. Sorry for the free marketing.
So what's up, Ricky?
Shit, man. Just working. Try not to get hooked to this Rona. I don't want to die.
You're not doing your podcast?
What's that?
You're not doing your podcast?
I mean, you know, man, I think I kind of touched base with you when you asked me about this. This is hard to do. I mean, I know you guys probably don't like doing this compared to like being together. It's a whole nother feeling when you're together. Mm-hmm. It sucks when you're not, because there's different vibes. You know, you catch different vibes when you're with people. The conversation's a little bit different. It's like you can smell their nuts. You know, you can smell the beer in the room, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know what I mean? And you see the sweat coming from the brow, and it's, you know, it's lingering up there. And you get their facial. I can see you, but I can't look at all. I could. It's a different feeling.
So, atmosphere ain't there. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's high.
You're missing something.
Exactly. There's something missing. And it's just been sad. And you know, man, we kind of go over news stuff. Like, we talk about like current politics, or not politics, but like the news, anything that's going on, and the whole, you know, everything in the news is all about coronavirus, and nobody wants to talk about that shit.
I know. I'm yeah. even sick of bringing it up, honestly.
I'm done. But yeah, other than that, that's it, man. Just stacking up some photography equipment. I've got a brand new lens.
I just bought another one.
So
I just bought a new fisheye. Fucking.
Ooh, yikes. Yeah. How much did that set you back?
$1,700.
God.
Yeah. I mean, it only, well, that was because it's a Canon lens, so I had to buy an adapter.
Metabones.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I forgot we're all camera people, so I can actually like say things and you guys will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All for HD.
Have you guys ever heard of the 6-12-18-24?
No.
Mm-mm.
Nobody? All right, good. I'm glad. All right. So 6-12-18-24, you have a 24-hour period to run, eat donuts, jerk off, and drink beers. Now, you have to distribute those within the 6-12-18-24. So, like, for example, I would run 6 miles, jerk off 8 times, drink 12 beers, and then eat 18 donuts, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought you said 24, somewhere in there.
Yeah, he totally fucked that up.
Did I? I'm not good at math. I never really was.
Well, that's fine.
Is it 6-8-12-24?
Yep. No, 6-12-18.
Oh, 6-12-18-24. So, me personally, I would run 6 miles, maybe drink 12 beers.
No, you kill 2 birds with 1 stone there. Like, if you had your cock in a way that as you were running, it was like, you know,
Leg. You just have to do all of these in 24 hours.
So, with the 6 miles, I can do 6 and 6 and knock out 12, another 6 jerks. After the 6 miles.
Damn, have you ever tried to jerk off while running?
Well, you know.
Is it like 6 pulls or I got to come 6 times?
No, you got to come. You got to come to completion. Yeah.
And like, do you have to come? Because after like twice, I'm kind of empty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I like jerking off might have to be 6. So maybe jerk off 6, run 12.
Dust at that point.
The hardest part's going to be chugging beers and then either eating donuts before or after is going to be difficult.
Well, personally, I would definitely be eating donuts throughout the whole day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep that fuel going.
Like that's definitely.
I feel like I can do 24 beers before I can do. Well, that's 24 hours. So that's the 24 part, right?
Eat donuts all day.
Yeah. Just, I mean,
I could do 18 isn't it harder? Beers before I could do 18 donuts though.
It's a lot harder for me to come when I'm drunk, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get them all out of the way.
How many, dog? Rock hard. Man, this guy's got blood pressure problems. Nope. That thing stays hard. Like somebody said, you know what whiskey dick is?
It's hard right now.
No fucking clue, dog. No fucking clue what whiskey dick is because...
Damn, you're trying to Urban Dictionary us?
Well, you know, I got to put it out there. You said that we were a little raunchy on my shit, so... I was like, I've triggered you in some way.
No, you haven't triggered me. You've intrigued me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some of the episodes, I was like, God damn, like.
Yeah, what did we go? We had to fall back. The very first episode that we went to the park for your premiere. When we were yelling at everybody, I was like, I know a lot of these people, so like, don't worry, but. You should probably watch out yelling like obscenities at people out here.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. When you guys were at the park, you guys were definitely saying some shit. Like, I was like that whore probably does crack or something like that. I was like, God damn.
Mom was there. She was fine as wine. I forget who it was, but that was great. I mean, I just told them, we had people tell us you probably shouldn't be doing that to people. I said, you're right. But the music was on point.
What's your intro song? You don't have one?
We don't have one.
I thought, did you have one? Or maybe it was just like an interlude. I heard it or something like that. Maybe
both high and low production at the same time. It's really strange. You know, I've got like $400 microphones, but I don't, like, we don't, our content isn't there. I mean, not where I want it to be.
I mean, dude, you gotta just keep going, like keep doing it. I like that you've been putting them out. I mean, obviously it sucks right now, but like you definitely were putting them out pretty consistent. And I've learned like that's really like what draws people in. Cause like if you like it's right. Which sucks from like our podcast. Cause like takes me the way that I want it to look. It takes so fucking long to make. So it's like, I can't really put out an episode. And then when it gets nice out, I obviously want to go skate. It's like, I don't know, you know, if I could put an episode out every week, that'd probably help, but I'm not gonna.
No, your production's there. And that's what it is like, you guys definitely know where you want to go with it. The video's great. We don't do a video podcast. We'll do like a live Facebook stream.
It's a lot.
Respond to that. I get like 200 views every time we do one.
Oh yeah, you did do one on Facebook, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's fun. I mean, the hardest part, and you guys will agree to this, is content and keeping up with the shit you want to talk about. And unless you have someone that's super interesting on there, what are you going to talk about? You know, what are you really going to do? We're not fucking Joe Rogan, who has one day a scientist and the next day a comedian, and then yeah. So
who's,
it's like,
who's Joe? I don't know who that is.
Shut up. Fuck.
Sorry, we don't talk about podcasts on here unless it's
Lucy.
Yeah, it is the whole time.
Yeah, but he's our guest. We're obviously going to talk about it. would you say his name is Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
If I had him on here, I'd ask him about his, but. Actually, no, I want to. So, speaking of the park, I think it was like Trap Tent days where you brought your whole computer set up up there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, dude. I just love doing that.
Yeah, but do you remember the one time that you went up there and, like, didn't have your power cord or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. What did I do? What happened?
Freaked out. You flipped, bro.
Oh, because I was running around. Nobody wants to run around.
But dude, you legitimately lost your mind. Me and Randy were like, oh, dude, like, you all right? Like, and I know you didn't live far.
I just didn't want to run, dude. I was like sick of it.
Dude, I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, I didn't even know what happened because I was upstairs in the tent and Randy's like, I don't know. I think he's just missing a cord. I was like, why is he freaking out? I don't know.
Oh, man. You were banging chicks on Tinder and you would take them there. And for whatever reason, don't know how.
There's three in 1 week. I was like, how are these chicks coming to this empty warehouse in the middle of the night?
Yeah, dude, that was totally sketchy. And that was right after you dated that one chick. I forget who it was, but she was fine as wine.
Mm-hmm.
Dark-haired Italian-looking bitch.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what I'm talking about, dude. You just go, you just start to go straight cutthroat going to man in my past. I love it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm all about that place. Is great. I miss that place. I'm an adult now, adult male, white.
No, I've been digging through so many tapes and just I found so many Trapper Die 2 and Trapper Die 3 tapes. And I'm like, damn, dude.
Like, yeah, those are fun days. Those
little 12-year-old Gucci running around.
Oh man, now you see him and you're like, holy shit, dude. How'd you get so old?
Dude, he's fucking taller than me now. I'm like, how? Come on.
Was it Billy Madison where he grabs the kid's face? Don't grow up.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, though. But it's good. Every time I'm up there, it's always cool seeing everybody. Last time I was there, I got one of Corey's pictures. I had that print. That was cool. That was, what did you say that guy was from? Kalamazoo? Who was that?
Yeah, that is Mazda. Oops. I'm
Mike.
Michael.
Which one was that?
His Ollie over the trash can.
But it was like on a incline or decline, or he was on a hill of some sort.
Oh yeah, down Michigan Street. Yeah.
Yeah,
sweet. That's a sweet fucking photo. And that was what, 35 mil, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man. I want to get into that. I want to do those.
Do it.
Yeah, but how do you? Where do you go and get your prints done? Like, what do? You submit them online somewhere?
Now, typically, what I do, I will send out or just order them online.
Yeah.
I typically go through just like Miller Photo or some online photo company. Pretty much from there, just, you know, I don't have a space for a dark room or anything. So I just do the development, scan them in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, making a digitized photo. Then you can order your prints from it and whatnot. So, but still carries that film look and everything. So,
are you asking where he's ordering prints or where he's ordering developing? Or yeah,
that's what I was going to ask. Yeah, if he's got his own darkroom, then he's developing them himself. So that's nerding out, dude. That's
It's pretty much.
I usually just cop out and go to Express because I'm lazy.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Have someone else do it. But see, he wants the final touch on everything. You know, he's got to expose it the amount of times you want, which, again, I'm not into that, but I could be if I, you know,
It's honestly pretty fun. I did it a bunch.
I think once you do it a couple times, then you're into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is fucking frustrating though. I did it in college, and they would obviously like let you use the dark room whenever. Like they'd give you like the code. And I just fucking chill there. Fucking develop skate fiddles and shit.
But how do you fucking do yours, Corey?
Now all that I do is just the development process. Mm. So, I wish I had the space for a dark room, but at least for developing, the only light tight part is when you're loading the film into the developing tank.
Got it.
So all that you need is a little changing bag. You get your film in there and I just develop over the kitchen sink.
Got it.
And then, you know, you just go from there, let it dry, and then that's when I scan in. Nice. But, you know, even though the lack of a dark room, it's pretty cool with how much you can actually do at the developing process.
Mm-hmm.
Just with, you know, let's say if you underexpose your film, you can overexpose it, or I'm sorry, not overexpose it, overdevelop it at the time of developing. And, you know, that just increases contrast on the film itself. You can do vice versa. It could come out really flat. So it's like you can do a ton of stuff with it. So that's kind of like
scary to me though, you know, because you really have to know what you're doing and determine all the times, have everything in place. You know, your vision has to like me, right? I'm a digital guy. I love digital because I can take as many fucking photos as I want and then go into fucking post and, you know, do what I want with it. To precise, you know, that's why it's like, to me, that picture that you took is that much more rad, is because there's thought behind it. Well, I don't want to jerk you off too much. I know that there's thought behind it and there's a method to your madness. Whereas like me, if I was out taking photos, I'm just like, stop. All right. That looks great. I caught it at the right time. You know,
it's fucked up. It's fucked up that like now, there's just apps and shit. Like, have you seen the Hoogee app? That's supposed to just look like a...
in the Harry Potter game.
Oh, dude.
Hey, real quick, bro.
It's my blue light. It's my blue light blockers. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ. Look at those glasses. When did you get those?
1992.
Yeah, geez, oh, peace. Hey, speaking of 92, real quick, you know Fox Sports Detroit showing the 2002 win? Yeah.
Ooh.
That's going to be cool tonight.
I didn't know 2002, but I knew they were showing 98. I think it was 2002. I think yesterday.
Dude, NHL's been playing like super old games that like you can watch. Like they're just playing them live on YouTube.
NBC was playing a lot of great stuff idea. From like the last few years.
It's awesome.
It's genius.
How bummed are you guys at the
genius?
They're not, you know, for any sports.
I mean, it sucks, but whatever.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Golfing's not going to happen anytime soon.
I think it is.
That's another big one for you, Regish, Alex.
I think they're starting back up in like June or something.
That's not far away. I hope they
start
back up.
They're being deemed essential, and some states deem that essential because you're not actually in contact with anybody. You don't have to be.
So are you talking about like golf in general or like the actual like PGA?
Well, both.
Yeah.
So are they going to just like not let people go there and just have it on TV? I guess that works, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
That makes sense.
Hmm.
That's how golf should be played, in my opinion. No fans. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Just dude, going. Have you ever been to like a professional golf?
No, but I'm sure it's fucking fun.
It's pretty fun. Rowdy, it's like, it's like a lot more, rowdy than you would expect. Honestly,
do people tailgate there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's like crazy because it's like, everyone that's there, anybody that would go to something like that understands how it works. So it's like you're super rowdy, but like, you know, you also like drunkenly still know how to act in certain areas. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're a gentleman at all times.
Yeah.
You still, you know, even if it's not at that moment, you still got it in you to chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's just weird. Like you go to a hockey game or a football game or whatever, you're just fucking losing your shit drunk, especially when you're drunk. But it's like,
that's why I like the Masters so much, because you can't take your phone in. You just get blasted and forget about the whole day. <That's so cool.
laughs> My grandma went to the Masters.
That's awesome.
She said it was the best time of her life. Speaking of like shit going down, you guys have any vacations planned this year? I had two and I'm hoping we can do them.
Oh, I do have one too, but I can't imagine it's going to happen. Well, maybe. It's in July. I
went to Puerto Rico and Arizona earlier this year. Lucky enough that happened.
I was
going to
say, you already did that already, huh?
I do want to go to Montreal, but I didn't have anything set. So
yeah, I don't think that's going to.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Not looking hot.
I've got, I'm going up north in June, at the end of June. May not. I mean, luckily we looked into the hotel 2 days before. I can cancel at any time. And then New Orleans in October. But if we have another round of this shit, what are we
going to do? I'm sure they won't screw you either. You know, if you have to cancel, I'm sure they're going to just let you know.
Right. And that's that's the hope. But, you know, that people are also going to be hurting for money here soon, you know?
Yeah, they could be assholes.
Northern Michigan is it's their year with the summertime coming around. Did you see the New York photographers doing all these different pictures from their balconies and shit, and looking at all the different people on their rooftops? It's really gnarly,
dude. Go follow his name is Gabriel Gallimberti. I don't know, he's from Italy. And he's been doing a series where he brings his lights to these people in Italy and completely cleans them, disinfects them, and lets them take them into their house, and he tells them how to position them. And he takes a photo from outside of them looking out, so it looks like they're imprisoned in their house. Fucking tight.
Who is this?
Whoa.
He's some dude from Italy.
Gallimberti? No.
Gallimberti? Gabriel Gallimberti.
Fuck. I want to find this now.
Because he's also done a Toy Story series where he went to 30 different countries and found a bunch of families and asked to take photos with he takes a photo of kids surrounded by all their toys.
That's fucking cool. Yeah. He's also doing a bunch here. I'm on his website now. It's showing people front of pharmaceutical stuff in their home, medications and shit.
But he also does, he does home pharmacy. So he goes to different countries and ask people what would they use in their home to feel better. And then he did another one that was
this is pretty rich sad. Ass people. Got 10 toys.
I can show you this. Rich ass people. Oh, you can't see that. Buying dinosaur fossils and putting them in their houses.
This little girl has no toys at all. What the fuck, man? This is kind of sad.
But he takes it. I just like it because it's not just another photo of an empty town, which everyone's doing.
It's documenting the human fucking condition, dude.
Yeah.
And especially right now is the weirdest
time. I would have never thought of that.
No, that's great. Yeah. Well, and that's why, he probably makes
he's on Nat Geo.
Nat Geo. One town that ain't that isn't empty is Lansing, though.
What the fuck? No, jeez.
Don't get me started.
You see that, dude? I watched I found this hour-long video of I think it was the Detroit Free Press or whatever, of them just walking around that day and interviewing people in their cars. I was like, dude, these are some of the gnarliest looking people.
Were they protesting or something?
Yeah, they're protesting the stay in place thing.
So their idea is that they have unalienable rights and being told by the government to shut shit down and just keep it home is unfair to them. And it's I get it, but dude, it's not. It's for the betterment of the community, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
So they all decided to just go make a traffic jam around the Capitol.
Fucking animals. carried long guns around.
But dude, everyone's just strapped. They got Confederate flags. Everyone's got a truck or just
greasy.
It's just smoking weed, just chanting shit. Some huge banner that said small businesses are essential or something like that, and she's talking about her business, and the reporter's what is your business, you want to shout it out or something like that, and she's no, I'd rather not.
I'm kind of retarded.
I'm sorry, dude. They're gnarly. They're again, the thought process behind it is I get it, but I don't get it at the same time. I don't want to die. I don't want people I love to die.
Yeah.
However,
I mean, also too, I get it. Well, cause most of them, there was one lady that she was talking about, that she was a waitress. So it's she's if, you know, people can still go to Little Caesars and stand behind like plexiglass and hand pizza. Why can't I have a plexiglass at my bar and hand people drinks? And I was like, that's kind of a good point, I guess. But at the same time, it's like,
you got drunk idiots around.
But it's like,
somehow.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
The lie is this, though, that people aren't being funded to, like, for instance, my wife right now is unemployed and making more money than she's normally makes at work. So where she normally brings home like 800 a week, she brings home like 900 a week. I'm sorry, 800 every 2 weeks. It's like 900 a week.
Well, I wonder if like, I wonder if people are just, fuck damn, just totally just lost my train of thought.
No, it's so fucking dumb. I don't even want to talk about it. I hate this fucking thing, man. I wish we could go back to better days. I'm sick of this shit.
Dude, do you still have the clip of me half cab healing the double set at TRP?
Is that on my YouTube page? Isn't it the one you
almost maybe. I don't know. Hey, do you remember, dude, I remember one of the first times we ever filmed. So I keep throwing you under the bus, but I think these are just funny. There's a, I don't even remember what I was trying, but I was trying a trick at trans or whatever. And I like, wasn't coming close. And there's, I was, and you were filming me and, dude, I tell everybody this story. It's so funny, like, I don't know. I was trying a trick and I go back up to like, you know, wherever I was starting from. And I look back and you're gone. And then you like walk, like, I'm like, what the fuck? And I go into the lobby and like, you walk back out. I was like, what's up, man? Like battery died or something. You're like, no, I'm over it. I was like, oh. All right. I was like, damn, I was taking long to land that.
I'm so sorry.
But no, dude, that's fucking, I love it. Like, no, that's never happened. That's never happened to me by anyone. I've never heard that happen before. I was like, that's just like, that's how unique you are. And I respect that. It's awesome.
Well, because I just keep it real, dog. 100%. Yeah. I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah. What is it? Hibbity dibbity.
Hibbity dibbity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that
a hot hillbilly?
I'll plug the hat later, but.
Oh, hibbity dibbity.
Ooh, hibbity dibbity.
Yeah, I would say hot hillbilly.
Just, yeah, like your blood's rushing kind of vibe.
Where I came from, we call it doing the hibbity dibbity.
Sex?
Yeah.
Huh?
Sex?
No.
I like it.
Boys,
I could.
That's it?
Zerky, you're not even going to guess?
I just said you're fucking or sucking. You're doing something gnarly.
Fucking or sucking. It's the act of one's boots knocking against another's boots.
Oh.
Which is just another term for fucking.
Knocking boots.
Knocking boots. Putting mop.
Dude, it's kind of crazy how many variations there are.
This one's pretty easy. If you don't get this one, anyone gets this one, I'll be pissed. What's an awkward turkey?
What?
If anyone's going to get an Urban Dictionary term, it's going to be this. No. That's a good try, though.
Just a nerd.
A what?
Nerd.
Is it like, is it an awkward handshake?
He's Googling it, dude. I don't like that. That's not fair.
It's Urban Dictionary, bro. That's how this works. Corey got it right. It's when one person tries to give a high five, but the other one tries to fist bump.
So just a couple of beating other races.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense because so many people are like turkey.
We do,
I've never heard it called.
Wow, I'm dumb.
I get it, dude.
What is night water?
Water, night water.
Oh, is that like
night water,
dude? Is that the water that you leave on your on your side table and you wake up in the middle of the night and you drink it and you're like, damn, this just tastes different, but I am so thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Water you drink when you wake up in the middle of the night, it tastes like came from mountain springs blessed by God himself.
That's right, baby. Every night. Every fucking night.
Yeah. Big dick Steve.
What is a girth certificate?
Oh shit.
A notarized letter from a woman that you've been with who has claimed that your girth is right on point.
Jesus, I'm going to go in and change the definition. That's better.
It's notarized by an actual woman or man. I mean, whatever, however you slide, I don't care.
Probably the skin from when you get circumcised.
Yeah, I am at a loss on that one. Let me hear it.
Another term for the condom you keep in your wallet.
Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, that's very cool.
Kind of cool.
Birth certificate proves your birth. Condom proves your girth.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Stop.
Are you still not watched, Alex?
No, and I'm not going to.
Hold up. Got to get my phone light on. Oh, shit.
All over the new ones.
You invited me to this, Steve.
You just fuck up. Are those lights in the background, or is that just an effect?
Oh, those are lights.
Nice.
One light there. Uh-oh. Camera's about to fall. Oh, fuck.
You made him move it.
Whatever, dude. I mean, I'm just trying to help. Your guys' production value is phenomenal. So I'm just trying to bring that same heat. You know what I'm saying?
You got to focus. Are you down to have all three of us on your podcast?
I don't know if we can do it. I mean,
I'll bring my mics. I'll bring my mics. No, I'll bring my camera.
No. Alex, I want you guys. You guys are a trip, dude. It's fun. You guys, I don't know if you can hang. I mean, by the way fucking Steve is over here. Jesus Christ. Bro.
Dear God.
I caught that.
Damn.
Can I add like
some content?
Jesus Christ. Should I send you a picture of my setup?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, no, we can make it happen. You might have to bring your board and record your audio and then give me the audio so I can combine it.
Dude, yeah, I'm down. Anyway, make it happen. Fucking tell these dudes, I know we talked about it, but like, so you like that mixer you bought?
Very good. It's a good mixer. I'd highly recommend it.
It has like a you can take phone calls too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I could call somebody right now. You know, and you just fuck with them or don't fuck with them. We called I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a guy who was going around killing people. He killed like 6 people when it was all said and done. He was then discovered jerking his dick at a porn shop in Detroit on 8 Mile somewhere. And the police caught him. Somebody recognized him, called the police. He ran out of there and then got killed by or shot by the police and then died in the hospital later on.
Yeah.
I don't feel remorse for the guy. He killed 6 people. But we were looking for the sex shop he was in so we could call him and ask, what was this guy looking at? What was he into?
No. Yeah, right. What was he jerking to?
Like, what was he? But we couldn't get a hold of him. Instead, we called like a sex shop on Telegraph in Taylor, and we fronted ourselves as like, you know, some woman, old woman looking for butt plugs, which is, you know, it's amateur hour, but it's still funny nonetheless.
Maybe he was just trying to, you know, finish his 6/12/18/24, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Could have been.
That's a rad challenge. I'm there on that one. Corey today, as opposed to the episode I listened to the other day with Chuck, completely different person.
Oh, yeah, because Corey was fucking blitzed out of his mind, dude.
Yeah, we did. I've ever seen.
Dude, I'll tell you. You know what I did different this time around is that I ate before this.
Dude, yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, because I empty stomach all day, domed 4 2-hearteds.
Domed.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
He's like, if you drink 4 of these 2-hearted ales, you're fucked.
Food by the foot.
Yeah, dude, I could not speak, but hey, no regrets.
Did Kate ever spit any mashed potatoes in your mouth or brownies?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Nope.
Film it next time. No, didn't OnlyFans. Yeah, you guys should get OnlyFans and sell that.
Definitely, yeah. Dude.
Would you guys rather fuck in the same position for the rest of your life or only be able to jerk off to one porn video?
Fucking the same
position. Yeah.
Same
position.
Because, dude,
I can't go 2 days looking at the same video. Like, good luck, dude. I mean, you know the hunt. The hunt's real, dude. You go looking for that, you know, whatever you're into that day.
Page 12.
Yeah, I wonder what the farthest pages I've ever been on.
Dude, I wonder how many, like, if you had to put a number on it, how many like porn videos are there ever?
Ever? Oh, dude, I
like, are we talking like billion, maybe more than that?
Are you talking about amateur? Like, you're talking of released?
Porn's filmed. Yeah, no, like on the internet, like
okay, on the internet and like produced like DVDs of even.
Well, I'd sure, but it's got to be on the internet.
A billion.
Billion. Yeah, I would say more.
There's probably as much as like how many YouTube videos there are.
I didn't think about that too. Like how many?
Is there a number? People just like pumping out videos left and right.
Wonder if YouTube has that data.
Yeah, they don't really have a number for that. How can they really? You know, because there's so many porn websites, and how many duplicates?
I mean, I wasn't expecting an exact answer. I was just, you know.
You asked for it, and this is what you received, man.
If you had to put a number on it, gun to your head, and you had to guess.
We look for facts. We look for straight numbers, dog. Don't bring that shit.
Yeah.
That's great. No, yeah, I mean, there's a lot. What does that say about us, you know, the humans here and all this?
It says that we like to mass produce porn.
Nothing wrong with that.
If both of your arms were gone and you could have two kitchen utensils as arms, what would they be?
Spatulas.
Just right away, no.
Throwing shit.
Dude, you've been prepping for this answer.
I feel like tongs is the real answer because you can still grab shit. But
a fork, yeah, you gotta be able to pick things up.
A fork and tongs. A spoon. You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think tongs would be pretty cool because you can do the little like
still do clink
all the time.
Zerky's got a good point though, like having two different ones. Like you guys would just go straight both tongs.
Yeah, but Corey's got a better idea. Now I'm kind of going with his idea, which is the tongs, because the tongs just act like crab hands. Just, and there's people that have crab hands. Their hands are like this, you know? Like, what are you doing with that?
Think about it. When you pick up a pair of tongs, the first thing that you do is like two clicks automatically. Yeah. It's just,
yeah.
You could do that all day. I mean, you could still probably, it's probably like having Lego hands.
Ugh, you know? I don't do it. Ugh,
I don't know.
What do you do with Lego? Imagine jerking your wiener with Lego hands. Oh, yeah, Terminator hand.
Or with this?
Yeah, mine wouldn't fit, dude. It's not small enough.
I remember I tried to pick up a beer with it one time and didn't work.
He's got the GER certificate to prove it, too.
I'm holding my mic.
So what's the hat about, Alex?
It's called Meet Here for the Beers, and their branding is just the word beer, really. Cool.
Beer.
I got a shirt that just says beer right on it. My buddy bought one that says, I think it's a fish, and just says beer on it. It's pretty minimal.
I like it.
But they're tight. They're fairly priced, too. I've been plugging a lot of shit tonight.
You have. You haven't butt-plugged it, though, yet, which we're still waiting for. I mean, that's going to be a show, dude.
Still a rookie on that one.
That's going to be a show. Oh, yeah, boy.
You find yourself saying that a lot now?
What,
That's why we named it that, because we said it already.
Mm.
Yeah, boy.
What are we talking about? What's that, boy?
The podcast I run.
Oh.
Dick.
Plug it. You have to spell it. Because nobody knows. Like, they'll go, how do you spell that? Well, it's just E and H.
Yeah, I feel like that was that was like the whole half of your first episode.
Yeah, well, maybe that's our fault. You know, maybe we should have picked something easier to do, but we talk about Aboy moments. So, like, if you ever find yourself going, Aboy, that is a moment we're going to talk about.
Like Adam every night at 9 p.m.? I told you guys.
At 9 p.m. with Adam.
So, I've been living with Adam for 5 years now, and I've noticed. Well, the time. Huh?
You guys married yet, or?
I don't see him often, but anyway. So what I'm getting at is these times here have changed. I've noticed a change in the time that this action happens because it's quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. every night, there's a huge bang in his room. I don't know if it's just like him jumping off his bed or...
Cleared.
Or what? Like I'm leaving it open for options on what you guys think it is. But I swear to God, every time between 9 and maybe, you know, give it an hour, it might be 8, might be midnight, but in that time zone there's just a huge bang in this room. I don't know what it is.
Huh.
but it's the same every time.
Every time.
Is he a sleepwalker?
And I forget. Maybe. I don't know. But
is he a daywalker?
Maybe he's just losing in Call of Duty every night or something. But
that's what I would think. Him just slamming on his desk for some.
It's usually between 9 and 11, but it fluctuates.
Okay. I'm just thinking for...
Like now it's like at least midnight. It still happens.
Witchcraft. That might be the witching hour. I don't know. It's not. I think...
It's glasses.
What, you guys have glasses and I can't? The fuck, dude? What podcast is this? You guys don't like to...
Yeah, we're very judgmental, but we do it silently.
Okay.
Well, we do it on social media.
So he's still a pro gamer, right?
Who? I guess.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
Well, you know, I heard he's really good.
I find it funny the whole reason why, like, Adam started playing Call of Duty. It was because Donnie used to live with Jeremy Cooper at his parents' house. And Donnie
at Jeremy Cooper's parents' house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Donnie lived under their roof and, you know, Donnie just always heckling, you know, always a pissing contest to be had. And, yes. You know, Adam as well. And, Donnie is like really good at Call of Duty, but he doesn't talk about it. He just does it. And I seriously think I was there that night. He just said something along the lines like, Adam, I could beat you any day, like, of the year at any time. And, dude, just from there, I think the next day Adam went out and bought, like, an Xbox One or something and just has never stopped since.
Donnie Quinn is living a better life, and Adam's just Adam's the real sucker.
Exactly. Has he ever beat him?
I don't know.
I think you guys need to do a 1v1 tournament on this podcast of them just going at it.
And then like the three of us will just commentate.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to set up. It's not hard.
It's really not. We could just do it and like I'll just stand outside Adam's room. He won't even know what's happening, which will make it even funnier.
That's great.
He won't be paying attention.
I don't even know what that one is.
I'm wearing reminds me of one of Alex's pictures on Instagram.
How do you change your background of a video? Have you guys seen the one of the video, the guy like walking in on himself?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny. Guy Fieri over here.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
That's fucked up. Yeah, I mean, if I had to work from home and I had to go to meetings, I'd do the same thing. If I didn't have to talk in set meetings, I would just literally go like this. The lighting in my room actually makes this look pretty cool.
How do you feel about strip clubs, Ricky?
Oh, what the fuck? What'd you say about strip clubs?
How do you feel about them?
Strip club stories.
Oh, strip clubs are the best, but you got to go to New Orleans or like.
Oh, really?
Vegas is great too.
New Orleans is probably actually sick.
Yeah, I go there and every time because it's a party, like my wife doesn't care. She'll go in there with me and. Because all the dancers from there, because they know people, they bring money with them. It's like a different story. I'll just put it this way. It's just an experience. It's like you go in there and they're all about like, it's not like here, you know, I got like a strip club. I live downriver. There's Subies next to me.
Oh God.
It's just run down, you know, the women are like, some of them have drug problems and shit. And you're like, yikes. And, you know, it's just a different experience. Some of them are traveling through there and they like travel dance. Mm-hmm. So they'll be like, I met a chick there. She was like, yeah, I'm from California and I'm just coming through. And I'm like, cool. Shut up. How much is the dance? But no, to be fair, they were just really nice. They're like a lot different than, you know, the chicks that are dancing here to make ends meet.
Yeah.
You say you've been to one in Vegas though too?
No. I imagine they're like Vegas. Vegas is great too.
Yeah, dude, Vegas is crazy. Definitely. Vegas as a whole, I suggest you should go at least once just to experience it. It's insane.
Yeah, I only flew into there and then went to Arizona through there, but
It's funny because like people always be like, oh, I don't want to go to Vegas. I don't gamble. It's like, dude, you can literally like when the first time I went there for work, and like I went if you play on a slot machine, you can get, they'll bring you free drinks. But what I did the first year is I just like went to like a gas station like off the strip and got some like cheap beer and went and stocked like my little mini fridge in the hotel and just like had beer for like a couple of days that I was there. And you can walk around on the street drinking. Like it doesn't, like I was like in CVS buying beer with a beer in my hand. Like it doesn't matter. And like the strip clubs are huge. And like the people watching, like there's like exhibits, like there's like a volcano that erupts every three times a day outside of a hotel with like real fire or something like that. Like it's just going, like you don't even really have to, like it's super cheap to fly there. Like,
yeah, that's how New Orleans is. It was a round trip for me and my wife, $300. Jeez. So round trip. And then the stay there. Yeah. I mean, we're still spending like.
Right, it depends where you stay. Bucks, food's probably.
We still
have food there. The food there good?
The food's really good. I don't know like how the skate scene is. Like if you're going, I'm sure you're going to go to film and like maybe skate. I don't know how the skate scene is. You guys would have to tell me on that one. I don't know if there's a lot of film. Like I don't know if there's people filming in New Orleans ever.
I don't know. I never really thought about that.
The only place we were really at was in the French Quarter and like a place called the Garden District. That's it. I mean, that's – I didn't really go outside there other than – I mean, because it's rough. Like, right outside there, it's rough. It's like, you know where you're at. You know that it's, like, you know where we come from. Like, you can see when it gets, you're in a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
If you've never been there, I ain't stepping in no fucking neighborhood I've never been in. You know, if I don't really know what's going on, I'm like, all right, I can already tell. I need to turn around. I need to go back.
All right.
That's where some of the good food is. So, you know, unless you got your boys with you, you might have 3-6 Mafia coming up with, you know, right behind you. I bet you won't hit a motherfucker.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've always wanted to go there, though.
I honestly haven't heard that song in a while. That one does it for me.
You turned it on, bro.
That was your song.
Now I think of you.
That was it, man. Oh, can you see that now? Dude, it works. Hell yeah, check it out.
It's so good.
Wait.
Walking into myself.
Who's that? Oh, is that you?
Yeah, somebody, I saw this on like Twitter or something, and this, oh, fuck, it's a whole video, so you can see me coming back in. But like, no, I saw one, this dude, like, I don't know how he does it. I have to frame it differently, but he'll sit like, so I want to be over here. And then if like I'm in a meeting, I walk into myself. I give it a second.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, I gotta figure there's some kinks I gotta work out, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Damn, I'm about to try that at work.
That's what's good. Happening on Monday.
Ooh, that's what we're doing. Like, that's what the world's doing right now. Like,
that lady from Meyer, dude. Remember
that? Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like, that was like a couple months before this all happened too, right? Or no?
Yep.
A lot of crazy people.
Maybe she started it in Michigan.
Maybe. A lot of crazy people in this world.
She is Corona. No, it's that bastard that ate up. Yeah, I keep seeing like memes like that. That minute I see that motherfucker that ate that bat, it's like people stancing up and shit.
That loop is great.
I was watching I was watching some. There's a bunch of like shows on Netflix, obviously about like pandemics and stuff. And it's, I think it fucks with my head that it came out. Most of them came out like December last year, like before this all started hitting the fan, especially in China. But there's one. Where they explain, it's like Mars or SARS, and they said somebody got sick, SARS and MERS.
Yeah.
MERS and SARS. SARS and MERS?
SARS.
One of them viruses.
Yeah, you know, one of those that killed people or something. But, it basically was like some dude had it in the hospital, and all the healthcare workers went home with it. One of them, I don't know how the hell they got this, but one of them went to the bathroom and the fumes from it and the particles from it went into the vents and spread around the entire apartment complex. Jeez. And like fucking hundreds of people got sick that way.
Like, that's damn.
Yeah.
That's how easy transmissible they are.
Yeah, boy.
next time you're beating up and letting your fucking particles fly. You never know.
You guys heard about this like Out of Shadow documentary that just came out?
Yeah, but I didn't look into it.
No, I don't know what that
I watched it this morning. I mean, I don't know.
Was it compelling?
Yeah. I mean, there were some points in it, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. There's a bunch of conspiracy theories that I've already heard before, but like, there was like people, it's mainly these two dudes that were stuntmen in Hollywood, and they got out of it because they, saw signs of MK Ultra and Operation Paper Cut?
I have no idea.
Whatever. And what's the other one? Pizzagate. Like, they talk about that kind of stuff. I mean, they got some pretty compelling stuff, but like, the reason I bring it up is just like another thing that's like happening right now. They talk about how coronavirus and Epstein kind of correlate with each other, and how like the media is all ran by the Illuminati and shit like that. But, you know,
I definitely believe the media is fucked.
Yeah. Well, that was actually some pretty compelling information they had about it. It's just like who is involved in the media and how it's like kind of overseen by that. There's one scene where they talk about, is it Operation Paperclip that they talk about how the CIA used to send in articles to media and say like, we'll pay you to post this article or something like that. I think that's Operation Paperclip.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They're talking about that. And there's one scene where they're talking about, you know, an article or some sort of news that they sent into the news to say, and they have like a screen by screen, kind of like how, you know, this Zoom meeting is with all the tiles. And it's like, seriously, like 50 different tiles of news channels saying the same like segment, like the exact same thing.
Yeah, the exact same thing,
word for word.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, damn, that's kind of fucked up to think about. You know, there's a little shit like that really like piques my interest. I'm not one of those people that are going to be like, you should believe me. Like, you know, but like that kind of stuff really gets me where I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's just controlled by money is really what it is. And then there's politics controlling it. There's a lot of things that control it.
I guess like the
media and the people that advertise on certain news organizations, or you can tell where they get their money. And it's just like the free press.
Like, imagine like you're, I don't know, like let's say you're the head of a news article, and whoever the top execs are like, they can kill and promote any story they want.
Yes.
So
yes,
they are in control of what comes in and out.
Yeah.
Whether you are actually, I mean, how many, if you watch that, what's it called? It's the Apple TV show. The morning
show. Morning or something like that.
Dude, the morning show is so fucking good. Cause it's like, it's the whole like sex scandal thing, but it's a lot about like that. We can't run that story because we're going to play with this angle, and that's a really good story, but no one gives a shit. And it's not like going to get people to watch. Like, they care about ratings. They don't give a fuck about integrity or,
see, that's what this documentary was talking about, is that like the media or Hollywood is used to desensitize those types of things. So like that show is, so this is their theory, is that that show was created to make comedic or desensitize and comedic and normality the thought of this, like that concept, whereas it might actually be happening and they don't want you to know that it's happening. So let's normalize it and put it in a fake fictional TV show.
It's a good show though.
Hey man, there's things.
Damn, we just got real deep, huh? Well,
there's things you can talk about and people would dismiss it, but it's the truth. I mean, at the end of the day, there's some people that won't let you badmouth the media, but the problem is like, it doesn't matter who's doing it. It really doesn't. Like, if you really think that they don't have like an obligation to like keep people attached to their channel, because that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
It's not independent news, or like a true journalist is somebody who doesn't really, who's like a, I don't know, how would you say, like a freelancer, right? They wouldn't really belong to one entity. They would support they would be funded by an entity to maybe go overseas or go cover this or that that's happening wherever in the world or in the country, but they wouldn't supply themselves to just one fucking. That's why I like, what's his name? Who's a fucking reporter from Detroit? He's a little weird.
Oh, Charlie or whatever.
Charlie LaDuff. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of an independent, you know, freelance journalist. And that's like, to me, the way to go.
If you got an hour to kill, you know.
I might check it out tonight after I breastfeed my child.
You personally?
Dude, like, have you seen my jugs? I got jugs, bro.
I don't know if you're just going to be like holding him to your wife's bosom.
Ooh.
Dude, I was laughing at your Snapchat or Instagram or whatever the other day.
Yeah,
you're just like talking to your kid and he's just bug-eyed and then like drops his ball or whatever and you're just calling me like, oh well, someone's gonna clean that up. And he just don't give a fuck. You're just like, oh well.
Yeah, man, that's how you gotta be in parenthood. You gotta be a little more relaxed. So many people make it sound like it's such a shit thing. It's like, all right, it's not that bad.
That's what I've heard is people. What?
I when I said that, Alex was smiling and like smirked like as if I was full of shit. Mm. Oh, it sounds like it sucks. Oh, you just dedicate your life to other things. You know?
That's just what you tell yourself, right? Like you cry yourself to sleep every night. Like,
it's actually fucking miserable.
This is so hard.
Oh, man. And maybe you guys will agree with me, but I'm the type of person that I like to enjoy things with people. And I like to like, as like a human thing, we like to share things, right? Like I think all humans like to share things. It's like when you hear a good album, you want to share that album or you want to share that art or you want to share whatever. So luckily now with my son, I can share all the things that I love and be like, dude, you like it? What do you think? Like, I mean, later, that's going to be way later on in life, but now I've got someone to share things with.
I heard that's like, I heard that's like the better way to go. Correct me or, you know, rebuttal if you want to, but I've heard like, that's like the better way to even talk to your kids. It's like just like, I'm referring back to like your stories and stuff like that. You're like, what's up, man? You know what I mean? It's like talking to him like he's, you know, a normal human being, not like some little, like a dog or something like that. People are like, hey buddy, yeah. You know, like, and, you know, talking in like some like baby language, you know what I mean? How like some people talk.
Yep.
I've heard like, that's actually better for your kid.
Yeah, and people think that like teaching your kid other languages while they're young is like a good thing. It's a horrible thing.
Like, you think so?
Oh, I know so. My wife went to school for this. Like, you don't like don't. They have little settings on their toys where they can learn French or Spanish. They need to learn their first language first before they touch anything else. You know, it's just like us. You know, now you're capable of going into other languages, but a kid isn't. The kid's got to learn their primary language.
Yeah.
But,
hey, doesn't whatever. Even know what it's eating, you know?
No, I mean,
the fuck's he need to know shit. Between, you know, I mean? You know,
yeah, library on and his own, you know, and let him figure out English first.
Yeah. Instead of library and biblioteca, you know what I mean? Like, do I pee in my pants or do I not, you know?
I hate to say it though.
I still
some
that
people
out.
Think I'm a dick, but I'm kind of glad I had a little boy before I had any little girl or anything like that. Cause it's like, I'm a dude. I was a dude. I was a little dude.
You know what I mean? I wonder what the ratio is to that. Like, how many, like, dudes want dudes and how many, like, girls want girls and vice versa?
Well, it's got to be 50. A lot.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Some people don't give a shit. I'm like, I didn't give a shit. I just said, oh, cool. Now I have a little guy. He can do all the cool shit that I did.
My grandpa and my dad are going to be bummed if I don't have a Steve.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure, yeah. Man.
Are you a junior pretty much?
Well, I'm technically my grandpa and my dad are Steve, but we have different middle names. So technically I'm not a third, but
grandpa doesn't have a middle name. Dad's middle name is Paul. His middle name is fucking Daniel. And then I'm Alex, baby.
Wild card, bitches.
I'm just going to name my kid Alex. Fuck up the whole algorithm. Name my kid Alex.
Algorithm.
So if you have a girl, is it going to be named Alexis?
Alexa. That way when I yell at her, I get a reaction from Alexa too.
Yeah, I could never name my daughter Alexis because I've beaten my dick too many times to Alexis, Texas. And just like to think about it, like
that's your go-to search?
Oh, well, you know, if you're in a hard time. And you just
you guys been dipping into that free premium or what?
No, dude. Why do you get
this free premium?
Oh, I didn't tell you guys.
What?
Fuck free premium. Listen to what I did. I make a pretty good living. I don't need money from people. And I got a $25 prepaid Visa gift card for my work for the Christmas. So what I did is I was like, I'm going to buy porn with this. Fuck yeah. So I subscribed to Bang Bros on the internet. Hey, but listen to this, bro. Only $25. I subscribed for a week, which is like $7. So I was like, all right, I'm only going to get a couple weeks out of this. A year and a half later, here I am, beat my dick to Bang Bros, still have an account. And I have full subscription pretty much to
anything. Really?
So I might have to send you guys that login real quick.
I don't know, man. When they gave it to Italy, they ended up giving it to maybe just the U.S. I don't know. But there's a prompt. You have to make an account. And then there's a prompt that says, are you going to self-quarantine and abide by, like, the guidelines? And you say yes or no. And then you're in.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Here's a...
What a time to be alive.
No credit card. Yeah.
That is not Miley Cyrus. That's a deep fake. You guys ever seen those?
It's real, man.
You ever taken it to town on a deep fake?
No.
I would never.
Deepfake.
Yeah. All right. So you know what a deep fake is?
No.
This guy doesn't beat his dick. So a deep fake is new technology where they put and like they essentially take the face of whoever you want and plaster it through video technology, and it makes it look like that person. It's like Photoshop of an image, but a video.
It's like an augmented reality kind of?
It actually is pretty good. Some of them pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to display it. I could share screen, but I don't want you guys to get kicked off.